From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Media reports said a third round of talks between Venezuela's socialist regime and its political opposition was supposed to start Tuesday in Barbados, but an alleged human rights atrocity forced the meeting to be canceled. Representatives of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido had met in Norway twice this year. The U.S. and more than 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president, and the goal of the talks is an agreement to hold new presidential elections. According to the AP, the two sides were set to meet again in Barbados, but those plans changed over the weekend with the death of Venezuelan Navy Captain Rafael Acosta. Acosta was arrested last month for allegedly conspiring to assassinate Maduro. When he appeared in court last Friday, he showed obvious signs of torture and collapsed. He died the next day. Venezuela's attorney general says two military intelligence officers have been arrested, but Guaido called Acosta's case a human rights atrocity and now says the Barbados talks are off. Either way, the negotiations did not look promising. Guaido and the opposition insist Maduro must leave office before new elections can be held. But Maduro, for the moment, looks entrenched in power. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.